What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Movies Chat. My name is Eric Davis, and the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 is back in the news. The Twilight Saga itself is back in the news. Summit and Entertainment Lionsgate is starting to push the last part of the series, which comes out in November. We've seen some images. We're getting a trailer this week. In conjunction with all that, there's now news that Lionsgate is looking to expand the franchise, or extend the franchise, I should say. That might involve rebooting it, if you can believe that. But we don't know what's going to happen. Joining me to talk about the possible reboot, the film itself, all of these things today is Laura Byrne Cristiano. She is the co-founder of the Twilight Lexicon, which is the oldest continuously operated Twilight fan site online. I also think it's the big one. It's the biggest. It's the most well-respected as well. She also writes the Breaking Dawn Countdown column over at Movies.com, which was on a brief hiatus and will now begin again this week with news of the images and the trailer, and we'll start counting down now until November. What's up, Laura?
Hey, Eric. Yeah, I mean, lots of good news out that, you know, first of all, fans are incredibly excited that we're going to get another teaser this week. So that's always new material. Everybody's always excited for that. And earlier last week, EW had the first images of the second part of the movie. A lot of those were really strong fan favorites. So it's exciting. Things are revving up again, you know, counting down to the final movie.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I felt like there's been this lull of Twilight information because I feel like the Hunger Games came in and kind of, you know, stole a little bit of its thunder. And now we're starting to see it come back and remind us that, yes, Twilight still exists. And it's big.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think for the fans, too, you know, we had, you know, the movie premiered, obviously, part one back in November. And then they did their DVD release about a month earlier than they had in the past to coincide with Valentine's Day, which I think was a pretty smart marketing move on their part. But, you know, it kind of shifted information, you know, clumped it together more. And since they filmed the Breaking Dawn movies back to back, it's not like they were back in Vancouver filming again, you know, so you could always rely on, oh, this was seen on the set or whatnot for, you know, some additional hype and everything. But since everything was done and now, you know, they're editing it, you're right. We definitely had a lull.
Now, I need to know. I'm sure they're all buzzing a little bit about this over at Twilight Lexicon. I need to know from you, what is your immediate reaction upon hearing the news that they might reboot the Twilight franchise so soon after it began?
I'm pretty skeptical of that. I mean, I think it definitely would get a reboot at some point. I think just about anything in life would get a reboot at some time, be it Twilight, Harry Potter, or Spider-Man, Batman, whatever. But I can't imagine that they're going to seriously reboot it after just finishing it. I mean, that just seems a little bit crazy. I don't know that anybody's going to go for that concept. That seemed a little far-fetched for me for a sudden reboot within like 2-3 years, I think they were talking. That's kind of crazy. I could see it in a decade from now, but I'm not thinking under 5 years they're going to reboot this.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see them turning around and rebooting it right away. Fans are really kind of connected to the characters from the film and you know, who's Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. I just feel like to turn around and ask them to now refocus and get really dedicated in some new actors playing the characters. I don't see it yet. I feel like it needs some time to breathe, so to speak.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you need another it would have to be for another generation, and that generation is 5 years old right now. So
yeah,
you got to let people grow up.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Spider-Man, they've turned that around, I think, within a decade, you know, and rebooted it. But I feel like that's a good amount of time, you know, and you're saying make it for a new generation. And I think that's sort of what they've done with this new Spider-Man. We'll see if they do that with Twilight. But if they don't reboot it, we know, I mean, come on, even though, you know, the summer co-chairman, now Lionsgate guy, Rob Friedman, I think he told Deadline, we don't have any plans to reboot this series, but everything's up to Stephenie Meyer. So
Right. If
they don't reboot it, they're going to do something. They can't, they're not just going to let this monster go away. So what do they do?
I mean, I think there's going to be a disparity between what, say, Summit Lionsgate wants to do and what's actually practical to do. I mean, if you're just talking about, actual Twilight material that's left out there. The only things that are left are this novella that Stephanie Meyer wrote. I don't know, maybe it's like 80 pages. It's not very long. On a story of Bree Tanner, who was a tertiary character played by Jodell Freeland back in the Eclipse movie. And then there's the Twilight Guide, official illustrated Twilight Guide, which gives you the bios of like all the myriad of characters that she's come up with. And, you know, some of which got, you know, major development in the book, some of which it's just backstory. It was never there before, but it's, you know, it's little bios. It's just jointed. It lacks connecting material. Mm-hmm. There's not really an arc there. So for them to do something different, that's what's left out there as far as what Stephanie Meyer has written. And then when you get beyond that, the thing is Stephanie Meyer has a whole other series, which is The Host, and they just finished filming that. And from what I understand, The Host is intended, at least according to director Andrew Niccol, as a trilogy, and Stephanie Meyer has confirmed that. So it seems to me like her focus is going to be more towards The Host in the immediate future. So I'm not entirely convinced she's going to say to Summit Lionsgate, yeah, okay, go ahead, go make a TV series. I'll check in with you every so often. You know, I don't need to be there. That doesn't really fit with her personality as we know it.
It might not fit with her personality, but I mean, I imagine they're not – this is a huge property. And for it to all hinge on what – you know, if Stephanie Meyer says, you know what, I'm just not feeling it, so not going to happen. I think that might be hard for a lot of people to swallow. So I could see being some pressure.
I mean, I could absolutely, but I mean, I look at it this way. There's a certain amount of pressure. You know, if you want to take another parallel, look at, you know, J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter. I mean, wildly successful, hugely successful. I mean, J.K. Rowling needs, you know, more money. You know, I mean, the woman's like a millionaire several times over. And I think you can look at Stephanie Meyer and even Suzanne Collins with The Hunger Games being in that same situation, that normally with an author, you might be able to dangle that monetary carrot in front of them. And granted, studios are always looking for their next buck. I'm not knocking the studios. They're in to make a dollar. I get that. But I don't think those authors, you know, any one of those three that I just mentioned, like that monetary drive is really what calls them, because, you know, I think all three of them have more money than they ever banked on having in their wildest imaginations. You know, it's like, do you need to be more filthy rich than filthy rich? I don't know that that's going to be their huge motivating factor.
I don't think it would be money. I think Rowling is going to try some different things. And if none of it mm-hmm. works, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see her return to Harry Potter at some point down the line. Mm-hmm. Suzanne Collins is right in the thick now of Hunger Games. You know, they've only done one film, so we'll see what happens. And I think for Meyer, I just think that if not the money, I think there is – I mean, look, you run a fan site. You're not the only Twilight fan site out there. I mean, this it is right. a huge market out there. There is a fan base that's going to – they're going to want to see more. And I think that pressure from the fans is what might get her.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that the desire is not there. I completely agree that the desire is there. I think the fans would absolutely gobble up a sequel, a continuation of the story. I mean, I'm right there with them saying what happens next. And I think there's some kind of obvious avenues as to where a story could, you know, go. And she's even said that she's, you know, she's got it all in her head. But I think she's just been pretty clear on a couple of different occasions that she's just not going to go at it right now. And like I said, particularly with The Host coming up, I think everything she's got is going into that property. So even if fans really, really want, you know, that Twilight sequel, I don't see her dropping The Host. I mean, I think we're going to be waiting at least 4 years here. Well, you know, maybe it's more, but that's what I think is going to happen. I mean, maybe Summit can come up with, you know, the ultimate DVD outtakes and things like that. Cause I have to say the DVDs are not fantastic when it comes to bloopers, outtakes, additional scenes that we know were filmed and they didn't get on there. So I think there's definitely room for Summit and Lionsgate to do something with like an ultimate director's cut or ultimate, you know, collection there that I think fans would absolutely go for.
Oh yeah, I think that's without a doubt. Once the series is done on the big screen, they'll be doing some sort of crazy collection. I'm sure there'll be multiple collections every Christmas if they have to until there's a new Twilight film that comes out. But I mean, a lot of that hinges on the host being successful. We don't know. I mean, these are different characters. This is an entirely different story, and you know, yeah, we're gonna kind of really see the fan base for Stephenie Meyer as a writer, as a creator, with the host. And if that some of that Twilight success can carry over, and if it's enough to really make that a trilogy on film, and if it is, and if it's really popular, then maybe it buys a little bit of time for Twilight to kind of come back. I mean, the problem with making a sequel right after Breaking Dawn Part 2 is you're not going to get Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, and Taylor Lautner again.
Exactly. Or even really, I would think even – I mean, some of the other actors have said, hey, you know, I'd absolutely continue to do this. But I agree with you. We would not get what we refer to on our site as the big three.
No.
You know, you would – I agree with you. You would not get them back. And even some of the other actors too, you know, have moved on to other different things. You know, exactly. I think that would be, you know, if they did do a sequel, you'd have to recast it entirely. And that brings up a whole other, you know, kettle of fish of, you know, how do people relate to this new person? Is this going to work? Absolutely.
Well, and that's probably where some of these reboot talks are coming in. And they're saying, look, if we lose them, is it even worth it to continue the story? Why don't we just start from scratch, sign kids up to a 9-film contract and just go crazy? But I mean, well, we don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, something will happen at some point in the future. But if it was up to you, you're on these fan sites, you're seeing what the fans want. What do you think the major consensus would be for what fans would like to see as an extension after Breaking Dawn Part 2? Like, what's like the one thing? Is it a film, a TV series? What is it?
Oh, I think they would want – well, see, that's hard. I think they could go either way on film or TV, but I think what they really want to see is a sequel to the story on what happens next. You have a situation where you have the story of Jacob Black, which is a character that Taylor Lautner plays, which is left kind of up in the air. It hinges with the story of Renesmee. Those are kind of locked in together, and it's left as a big question mark. And there's also left as a big question mark as to what happens to the character of Leah that Julia Jones plays. So I think fans would absolutely, you know, like that continuation, that sequel, what happens there. And then the other thing I think that they would like to see, although I don't know realistically that this would happen, is the novel that Stephenie Meyer, everyone's always egging her on to finish writing it, is Midnight Sun, which is Twilight from Edward Cullen's point of view. So, you know, it kind of parallels Twilight, only it's instead of it's from Bella's point of view, it's Edward's point of view. But I don't know how you would handle that on screen, either the small screen or the big screen, because, you know, it's kind of everybody's point of view when you're getting it that, you know, on TV or movies.
Yeah.
So I don't quite know how that would correlate really well to any kind of screen. But I think a sequel to the story, that's what people want.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. And, you know, you mentioned Taylor Lautner, and I don't think that they're going to get him back. But, you know, here's a guy that I think went after Twilight and tried to become the next big action star, and he's not doing a great job at it. His films that he's had after Twilight or in between Twilight films haven't really done well. So this is a guy that might be able to be convinced to return to the franchise if it's really the only way he's going to be getting these big leading roles, especially if they say – if they kind of hand it to him, so to speak.
Yeah, and it any kind of sequel – and Stephenie Meyer said this too – would focus more not so much on Edward and Bella, which are Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart, but it would focus more on Jacob, which is Taylor Lautner. And I also think that he looks sufficiently young enough that he could – you know, carry the role for a while if they were to extend it in some fashion. So I do think that that would work.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe it will happen. Laura, before I let you go, are you excited about the new film? I mean, what are you the most excited about to see this be ending finally?
it's hard to pick it all. I think everybody really wants to see Kristen Stewart as a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, everything's been leading up to Vampire Bella. I really want to watch Kristen Stewart just to kind of, you know, just sort of kick ass as Vampire Bella and just really, you know, get in there and, you know, because she's, you know, kind of been this human that can't keep up with them. Now she's in control. So I think everybody's looking forward to that.
I'm certainly looking forward to that. And I'm sure, you know, she just had the Snow White and the Huntsman. So people kind of, you know, used her kicking ass and they want to see her kick some more ass. But yeah, see her as a vampire, definitely. I mean, what do you think they're going to show us in this first trailer? Anything?
We actually just did a thing asking what, I mean, it's tough because I don't think it's a full-blown trailer. It's still a teaser. So, you know, we're talking really limited time here. I think we would like to see some of her interplay with both Edward and Jacob as a vampire. How fast, how strong is she? There's also a certain element of danger that the Volturi bring, and the Volturi are headed up by actor Michael Sheen. He plays the head of the Volturi. So I think that's a part that we haven't quite seen yet, and the danger that looms with that group. So I think we want to see both Bella as the vampire, but the threat that the Volturi brings. I think that's going to be the real key on taking a look at this teaser, if that can come out.
Sounds good. Well, we got a 10 seconds of it tomorrow, which is kind of the Twilight way. They always, they always reveal a few seconds of their new teaser, and then we're gonna get that tomorrow morning, and then on Wednesday at the same time, I think it's 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll get the full teaser trailer.
Right.
And we're excited about that. So, in summation, Twilight reboot, we're not going to see that anytime soon. But what we might see and what might make sense is a sequel, a continuation on the big screen, possibly featuring Taylor Lautner's Jacob. That seems to what makes the most sense. Can they get it done? We'll see what happens. Laura, any parting words?
Stay tuned, everybody. Come on back for our Breaking Dawn countdown columns. Definitely going to look at fan reaction to everything that's coming up, whether, you know, we're screen capping second by second on those teasers and the trailers. And Comic-Con is coming up this summer, so the cast should all be coming back to Comic-Con. That's going to be an awesome time, absolutely.
Yep, and you could read Laura's countdown column for Breaking Dawn over on movies.com. You'll see one this week about the trailer, and then we'll have her at Comic-Con. And you could also find all of her other stuff over at the Twilight Lexicon. If you're a Twilight fan, I'm sure you know about the site, but definitely go over there because they do some really good stuff. Laura, thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk more as the countdown heats up to Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Terrific.
Take care.